September 26th. This is not even a half book yet, but I want so bad to be done with it because I'm already where I needed to get, and I really think I wrote enough, so you can get there too, if you want to. There is a dark only poems can get to. I wrote as many of those for you as I had in me. Today, this month, my whole life, all there for you to find. Then there's that dark, another layer down. The one I was so hoping to find again, willing to write 100 pages of poems in a month to get to it, and I'm there now, finally, there, a dark like the most perfect late September night of your whole life. 10 p.m., and you've been out in the yard for 2 hours already, shirt sleeve warm, a dark your eyes are acclimated to, watching the stars flicker on, one by one, then tons of them, overwhelming the sky, swathed now in layers of dark. A tiny slice of moon off to the left, just enough to overfill you with the dark that all that light makes visible. And I could try to tell you what it is like, a dark that makes no sound at all, a dark that absorbs and quiets all thinking. A mile-deep pile of soft black velvet, say, that you just lay back into and you're settling deeper and deeper down in its warm embrace. Or a lake no one else knows about, looking glass still, and you're 50 feet deep into it, looking up, and you can still breathe and see every bit of dark in the whole universe, beginning to end. Then you are happy. Then you are there. Then you are done with the poems you needed to write to get you there for today, this month, next year, forever, having used them so beautifully, just what they are good for. Portals toward a dark, so gentle, so sensuous. You can spend this night, every night, the rest of your life, cradled tenderly in one another's warm arms.